On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 26, Tzaneen 24 degrees. We start in Mamelodi East, where a suspect has been arrested in connection with the murder of two young women. The bodies of the women in their early 20s were found on the side of the road on Sunday with gunshot wounds to their heads. Police spokesperson Tinswalo Sebeko says a third woman was shot during the same incident as receiving medical treatment in hospital.
A joint team consisting of detectives from Gauteng Provincial Serious and Violence Crime Unit, Provincial Crime Intelligence and Mamelodi East detectives arrested the suspect at a filling station in Pretoria. The suspect is expected to appear before the Mamelodi Magistrate Court on Wednesday, 29 October 2025.
Justice and Constitutional Development Deputy Minister Andre Snell says the fight against corruption and the protection of whistleblowers is a central pillar of the renewal of the state. He addressed the annual Whistleblower Summit hosted by Public Interest South Africa in Johannesburg yesterday. Snell admitted corruption as weaken the moral authority of the state.
The Zondo Commission was a painful but necessary mirror. It revealed not only how deeply corruption had infiltrated our institutions, but how vital whistleblowers were in uncovering the truth. The Commission taught us that without whistleblowers, much of what we know about state capture would never have come to light, and that unless whistleblowers are protected, future wrongdoing will again remain hidden in the shadows.
Now, at the same time, the chairperson of the Standing Committee on Appropriations, Musi Maimane, is calling on the National Treasury to provide greater and more accessible transparency in how tenders are awarded. Speaking to the SABC, he emphasized the public must receive regular updates.
So whilst the records are available, they are simply inaccessible, not digital sufficiently so that an ordinary citizen is able to gain access, because truly, the fight in South Africa requires not only the function of prosecution, it requires the absolute job of prevention by making sure every citizen is able to gain access to that ahead of time.
The Parliamentary Ad Hoc Committee on the allegations made by KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi about political interference in the criminal justice system is expected to resume today. The committee will hear from Deputy Minister of Police, Cassel Matlale. This comes as the police ballistics head, Meshack Makabela, testified before the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry yesterday. In news abroad, emergency coordinator for Doctors Without Borders in Gaza, Jacob Grainer, says the only obstruction to getting food to Gaza is the Israeli blockade. Granger spoke to Jacaranda FM Newswatch from Gaza, where approximately 1,400 people from MSF is currently working.
We are treating burned people. We are treating trauma injuries. So people hit by bullets, by explosions.
And finally, we end off in New York, where police say reports of monkeys on the loose are a social media hoax. They say photos and videos appear to be AI-generated. Public Safety Director Emmanuel Miranda says they received numerous reports of wild monkeys on the loose at Georgia King Village. Police searched the area of the reported sightings, but found no signs of non-human primate activity. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11 or visit jacarandafm.com.
5 minutes past 10. What is not AI at this stage? Bedford View, the N12 R24 westbound. There's slow-moving traffic on both routes towards the Galulis interchange. It's starting to ease up at this stage, but this is due to a crash on the opposite carriageway. Traffic slow and your commute a delay of 60 minutes at this stage. That's your traffic and another update for you in more or less 20 minutes. Chanel, thank you so much. News and Sport on JacarandaFM.com. And in studio next, our guest, we're bringing in Dion Chang.